Welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast, where we explore the intersection of technology, social media, and the mind of one of the most innovative entrepreneurs of our time. And in this episode, we dive into Twitter's next development phase and how it could impact the social media landscape. Now, in recent years, Twitter has been facing growing competition from other social media platforms like Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Now, to stay relevant and retain its user base, Twitter has been exploring new ways to engage its audience. And the latest development in this regard is its plans to become a dominant video platform. Twitter's video ambitions were first hinted at in 2015 when the company acquired Periscope, a live video streaming app. And since then, Twitter has been experimenting with video features such as live streaming and auto-playing videos in the timeline. Now, however, until recently, Twitter's video capabilities were limited, and it was not seen as a serious competitor to other video platforms like YouTube. Now, that's all set to change with Twitter's brand new development phase. We'll see the company making significant changes to its current layout in the home feed, and the new layout will incorporate 4K video, which is the highest quality video resolution available and similar to YouTube. Now, additionally, Twitter is adding vertical video capabilities, similar to YouTube Shorts or TikTok, which has become increasingly popular among users. Now, with the addition of these features, Twitter hopes to attract creators who want to produce high-quality video content that can rival YouTube. And creators will be able to take advantage of Twitter's very large user base and the platform's real-time nature to engage with their audience and build their brand. Now, to support the new video capabilities, Twitter is adding more functionality to its live streaming feature. Creators will be able to earn money through donations via live chat and tips, as well as advertising revenue. And Twitter is reportedly planning a revenue split of 70% for creators and 30% for the company, which could help some creators make significant revenue with the platform. And in an earlier iteration of its live chat tipping model, through its Periscope app, users could super heart, which would give the creator a small tip every time one was used during their live stream. This model is likely to be expanded to include pre, mid, and post-roll advertisements, and something similar to TikTok, where ads are shown between scrolled videos. And Twitter's move into video is already attracting attention from some big names in the industry. Popular YouTuber MrBeast has been voicing his support for the platform and has discussed how he would share his content on both YouTube and Twitter if the revenue model made sense. However, Twitter's video ambitions don't stop with just live streaming and on-demand video content. The company is also looking to add more features to enhance the video viewing experience, such as watch party feature that will allow users to watch videos together in real time, similar to the Netflix party extension. And additionally, Twitter is also looking at ways to improve video discovery and recommendation features, which is a key aspect of any successful video platform. The company is reportedly testing a new feature that will allow users to follow specific topics and have videos related to those topics appear in their feed. Now, while Twitter's video ambitions are impressive, the platform still has a long way to go before it can compete head-to-head with YouTube, which has over 2 billion monthly active users and is the go-to destination for video creators. However, Twitter's real-time nature and its ability to connect creators with their audience in real time could give it an edge over other video platforms. And Twitter's ambitions for video are also in line with the company's broader strategy of becoming a destination for real-time news and events. The platform has already become a popular destination for breaking news, and its real-time nature has made it an essential tool for journalists, activists, and politicians. Twitter's decision to incorporate more video content and monetization options could have significant implications for the future of the platform. And the company has struggled to grow its user base and revenue, and particularly in comparison to other social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram. However, by creating a more video-focused platform, Twitter could attract a broader audience and new creators who prioritize video content. Now, moreover, Twitter's new monetization options could provide significant revenue opportunities for creators. Now, YouTube has been the place to go. And if Twitter makes the decision to offer a higher revenue split than YouTube, it could attract more high-profile creators, and they could jump ship from YouTube to just using Twitter as their platform of choice. Now, it's worth noting that Twitter's more towards move towards video content and monetization options may also attract the attention of regulators. Social media platforms like YouTube and Facebook have come under scrutiny in recent years for the handling of user data and advertising practices. And Twitter will need to ensure that its video content and advertising practices are transparent and ethical to avoid similar scrutiny. Now, Twitter's move towards video content and monetization is an exciting development for the platform. Now, in addition to 4K video, vertical videos, and new monetization options, it could attract a broader audience overall to the platform, making Twitter a destination for multimedia. Now, let's move on to some SpaceX news. On Thursday, February 23rd, weather officials with Cape Canaveral Space Force Station's 45th Weather Squadron released an official report predicting a 95% chance of favorable weather conditions for NASA's SpaceX Crew 6 launch from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The report noted that the cumulus cloud rule was the primary weather concern, and the liftoff was scheduled for 1:45 a.m. on Monday, February 27th, 2023, from Kennedy's Launch Complex 39A. Now, the mission is going to be carrying two NASA astronauts, Commander Stephen Bowen and pilot Warren Woody Hoberg, along with UAE astronaut Sultan Anladia and Roscosmos astronaut Andrei Fedyev as mission specialist to the International Space Station. Now, the crew is scheduled for a long duration stay of up to 6 months aboard the space station conducting science and maintenance before returning to the Earth. Now, on the day before the launch, Friday, February 24th, the astronauts participated in a countdown dress rehearsal at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida in preparation for the upcoming Crew 6 launch. The rehearsal began with launch teams assisting the crew into their SpaceX spacesuits inside the astronaut crew quarters at the Neil A. Armstrong Operations and Checkout Building. Next, the crew took the elevator down to the ground floor and exited the building's double doors, where Tesla Model Xs were waiting to drive them the short distance to Launch Complex 39A. Now, after they arrived at the launch pad, Bowen, Hoberg, Anladia, and Fedyev rode the launch tower's elevator up to the crew access arm, the walkway they would use to enter the Endeavor. Now, once securely seated inside, the crew checked their communication systems before the spacecraft's hatch was closed, and the rehearsal concluded with the go-no-go poll for Falcon 9 fueling, which normally occurs about 45 minutes before takeoff. And the SpaceX Falcon and the Crew Dragon that carried the crew to the International Space Station arrived at the launch pad and was raised into a vertical position for launch on Thursday, February 23rd, and the Endeavour spacecraft previously flew Crew 1, Inspiration 4, and Axiom Mission 1 astronauts. Now let's talk about the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket that launched the company's Dragon Endeavour spacecraft and Crew 6 crew members to the International Space Station. The rocket's 9 Merlin first stage engines roared to life for 7 seconds, and they completed the routine but critical integrated static fire test. Now, February 24th, the rocket reached a key milestone ahead of liftoff while standing on the launch pad at Kennedy Space Center's Launch Complex 39A in Florida. NASA's Crew 6 mission will carry 4 astronauts for a 6-month science mission. And this is the 6th crew rotation mission with astronauts using the SpaceX Crew Dragon and the Falcon 9 rocket to the orbiting laboratory as part of the agency's commercial crew program. Now, more details about the Crew 6 mission can be found on the NASA website. And beginning at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday, February 26th, NASA is offering blog coverage and launch day activities on the Crew 6 blog. At 10:15 p.m. Eastern, there will be a live launch broadcast on NASA TV or the agency's website, and viewers will be able to follow along with a countdown and key mission milestones. Hey, thank you so much for listening to the show today. I appreciate all of your support. If you could take a second and hit the subscribe button on whatever podcast platform you're listening on right now, that would be very helpful. Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next one. Take care.